KJC Country 104.7 FM, Kevin Allen with you, and joining me, well, a name you're going to know and a voice you're going to recognize, no doubt about that, Richard Sturban joining us from the Oak Ridge Boys. Good morning, Richard.
Well, good morning, Kevin, and a special good morning to your fine listeners out there as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've been looking forward to this. Of course, Richard Sturban, the bass voice for the Oak Ridge Boys for how many years? How many years have you been with the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard?
Believe it or not, 47 years.
Wow.
I joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972, which is hard to believe. You know?
It is. But you know what? Time flies.
We've had longevity, though. There's no doubt about it. William Lee Golden, the guy in our group with the long beard.
Sure.
He joined in 65.
Wow.
Wayne Allen, our lead singer, came in 66. I joined in 72. And then 1 year later, Joe Bonzo, our tenor singer, he came in 73. So we've been like this since 1973. So it's pretty amazing.
It really is. But you know what? You've been making great music since. The first big hit was 1977 on the country charts. But before that, the group is very grounded in gospel music.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, we have a very long and a very, very... fascinating history, I might add, you know, which goes back to the Second World War. You know, that's hard to believe. You know, people that were actually working on the development of the atomic bomb, it was called the Manhattan Project in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, could not leave for security reasons. So these guys at that time, believe it or not, they were known as the Georgia Clodhoppers. That's a fact. They would go and entertain the people there in Oak Ridge that could not leave. And as a result of that, they became known as the Oak Ridge Quartet. And then that group continued singing into the 1950s and then was disbanded and then reorganized as the Oak Ridge Boys. And as I told you, William Lee Golden was the first one to join in 55, Dwayne in 66, myself in 72, and Joe in 73. So, yeah, we have a long history, and a lot of it involves gospel music. There's no question about it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you were inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2000, represented there. And then 15 years later, you made it to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Did you ever think in all those years that you would make it to those two pinnacles?
You know, that is pretty mind-boggling. It really is when you think about it. We've had a great career over the years. So many great things have happened to us. And it probably all culminated about 4 years ago when we were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, when you look at the Hall of Fame, you know, Elvis is in there. You know, Johnny Cash is in there. You know, Dolly Parton. You know, George Jones, you know, the list goes on and on. And for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that family is so special. It's almost beyond words, you know. So, yes, you know, we're only, believe it or not, five or six acts that are in both the Gospel Music Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. So it's rare company, to say the least.
No doubt about that, but with good reason. 12 gold, 3 platinum, a double platinum album, the double platinum single. Everybody knows when they say the Oak Ridge Boys, the song Elvira. And I'm sure that's still the biggest crowd pleaser when you guys perform.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And you can count on the fact, when we come your way here in just a short while now, you know, that you're going to hear Elvira.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to hear the songs that you expect to hear from the Oak Ridge Boys, including Elvira. You can count on the fact you're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Oompa, Oompa, Mau Mau. You know?
You bet. Well, it's Friday.
And probably Thank God for Kids. You know,
sure.
It's probably one of our most requested songs. You know, our first hit ever, Y'all Come Back Saloon. A lot of the hit songs. We're going to do some of the new music from our latest CD, 17th Avenue Revival, which is produced by Dave Cobb. You know, Dave is a very special guy. You know, he's very much in demand here in Nashville right now, and he produced this latest project, which is a great mixture, you know, of a cross between old-time rockabilly and old-time blues and shouting gospel, you know, a down-home gospel.
Right.
And it turned out very well. You know, it's very meaningful music. And it's out now, and it's affecting a lot of people in a very positive way. So along with all of the hits, we're going to do some of that new music as well, maybe throw in a patriotic song or two. But just in general, we plan to have a great time. We're going to do our best to make it a great night. And we want to encourage people to come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys.
That's right. They are coming, taking the stage on Friday, July 26th, 7 p.m. They'll be at the Clare County Fair in Harrison. Go to StarTickets.com to get your tickets now and enjoy a great night of great country music spanning all the generations there. Friday, July 26th at 7 p.m. Of course, Country Music Association Awards. You've got a Grammy Award. Your Grand Ole Opry induction, too. You know, that's another great thing. You guys are longtime members of the Grand Ole Opry.
We are. We were inducted into the Grand Ole Opry back in 2011. Another special honor.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk through the door of that place, you get a special feeling, you know, at the Grand Ole Opry House. And you look at the people who are members of the Grand Ole Opry, you know, like Hank Williams, for example, you know, it goes way back. You know, once again, for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that family is very, very, very special indeed. So, you know, we've been very blessed, very fortunate, you know, to have such a long and a successful career. And let me add one thing.
Yeah.
At this point, we do not plan to retire.
Right.
You know, people ask us all the time, when are you guys going to retire? Well, we don't plan to retire anytime soon. You know, I think we have to be realistic. You know, nothing lasts forever. But at least for the short term, you know, we plan to keep doing this. As long as the good Lord above allows the Oak Ridge Boys to experience good health, we're going to keep doing it because it's really, really what we love doing.
Indeed. And the new album's out, 17th Avenue Revival. Now, is that available where we can find all the other great records?
It certainly is. You know, yeah. You could always go to oakridgeboys.com.
Right.
It tells you there how to get it, or you can wait. You know, you can wait till we come to town.
Right.
You can buy it at the fair. You can buy it from us. You know, but it's very special music. You know, recorded at RCA Studio A, a very historic recording studio, produced by Dave Cobb, who's such a special guy, and we're excited about the project. So I think Oak Ridge Boys fans, if you don't have it yet, you may want to get a copy. It's a very good project.
Indeed. So we're going to hear those great classics that we all know from the Oak Ridge Boys and some new music too, and I like the sound of that. Oak Ridge Boys, Friday, July 26th, 7 p.m. They'll be at the Clare County Fair in Harrison. Again, tickets available at StarTickets.com. Know you're a busy man, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. Always a pleasure, and I'll look forward to seeing you at the show on that Friday night.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for promoting the fact that we're coming to town. When you do that, you help us, and we appreciate it. We do not take it lightly. So thank you, my friend. And one more time, speaking for all the Oak Ridge Boys, we're looking forward to coming your way. We plan to have a great time. So come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys.